Master scheduling in MPC. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines master scheduling and the master scheduler as follows. Master scheduling, the process where the master schedule is generated and reviewed and adjustments are made to the master production schedule, MPS, to ensure consistency with the production plan. The MPS, the line on the grid, is the primary input to the material requirements plan. The sum of the MPS for the items within the product family must equal the production plan for that family. Master scheduler, often the job title of the person charged with the responsibility of managing, establishing, reviewing, and maintaining a master schedule for select items. Ideally, the person should have substantial product, plant, process, and market knowledge because the consequences of this individual's actions often have a great impact on customer service, material, and capacity planning. Master scheduling is a process that a master scheduler uses to produce a master schedule based on the production plan and other inputs, and the key line or output of this schedule or grid is a master production schedule, MPS. One of the key operational concerns in master scheduling is making sure that the master schedule is kept up to date. Master scheduling is a dynamic process. It requires continual changes to the master scheduling grid as customer orders are received, the current planning period elapses, and the subsequent period rolls into the current planning period position. For this reason, maintaining the schedule requires a consistent periodic review and update cycle, timely transaction processing, as in the recording and reporting of data. Master scheduling is usually supported by application software or integrated enterprise resources planning systems. These usually employ weekly or daily planning periods and update cycles. They also provide timely transaction processing and reporting. This provides a high level of assurance that the MPS input to material requirements planning will keep manufacturing resources and output aligned with the sales and operations plan. Inventory balances will support reliable order promising. Similar to S&OP, the four fundamentals of master scheduling are demand, supply, volume, and mix. Master scheduling is driven by S&OP and demand management. The outputs of master scheduling drive material planning, demand management, and rough-cut capacity planning. A smooth transition from S&OP to master scheduling is an important step in manufacturing planning and control. Exhibit 4-1 shows where master scheduling fits in the manufacturing planning and control hierarchy. Exhibit 4-1, Manufacturing Planning and Control. The key planning input is the production plan generated in S&OP. Note how the key input from demand management is now demand in individual end items rather than in aggregated product families. Also, replenishment orders from distribution centers as part of distribution requirements, planning provide additional actual demand input. On the capacity planning side, note how rough-cut capacity planning, RCCP, helps validate that critical or bottleneck resources have sufficient capacity for the MPS, which is a key output of the master scheduling process. Preparing the master schedule represents a significant change in the scope and objectives of planning in the MPC process. The tactical planning at the S&OP level is refined in master scheduling by shifting focus from S&OP's product family volumes to the mix of products comprising a product family. The master schedule is the translation of the sales and operations plan into specific products, with both their quantities and timing determined. Exhibit 4-2 details the differences of what is handled in S&OP versus master scheduling. The master schedule is therefore the disaggregated version of the sales and operations plan. The master schedule must be tightly linked to the other planning processes. Exhibit 4-3 focuses in on these relationships. Exhibit 4-3, Master Scheduling Process Relationships. S&OP and Production Plan. The production plan produced by the S&OP process provides the aggregate production requirement that needs to be reflected in the master production schedule. The S&OP production plan could be listed in physical or monetary units, but in the MPS, it is disaggregated and stated in production units at the end item or product mix level. Demand management. Planning hierarchy. Distribution orders have the same level of importance as customer orders. Forecasting. Demand management provides forecasts to S&OP of customer and end item demand, warehouse replenishments, interplant transfers, and spare parts requirements. These are used to develop the aggregate demand upon which the production plan is based and which is later disaggregated to end item units in the MPS. Customer orders. Demand management provides customer order information used in determining aggregate demand during the S and OP process and also the master scheduling process. In the MPS, customer orders will consume the forecast. Order promising. Data found in the master scheduling record provide the customer order entry function in demand management with the information needed for customer order promising. Distribution requirements planning, DRP. This or a similar system provides the rolled-up forecast and customer order information from inventory stocking locations. This information is used to develop the aggregate demand forecast at the S and OP level and ultimately makes its way to the MPS, where it is disaggregated to the end item level. Logistics planning. Along with rough cut capacity planning, logistics capacity planning determines if key distribution resources are available or are in short supply. Once this is determined, steps can be taken to resolve the shortages. Resources include labor, storage, transportation, materials, and equipment. Rough cut capacity planning. RCCP analyzes the master production schedule for potential production resource constraints. Shortages of key labor, materials, equipment, and plant capacity need to be discovered and resolved in the master scheduling process. Material requirements planning, MRP. Finally, the validated master production schedule provides the gross requirements of end item units for the MRP system, which executes the detailed scheduling and planning activities that plan materials and suggest order release dates. Some end units may have independent demand. These could be replacement parts. For example, they could be subassemblies or even purchased items. The flow of demand and planning information between master scheduling and the processes just reviewed is critical for successful master scheduling execution. How MPC components fit into business hierarchy. Exhibit 4-4 interrelates the manufacturing environments to the MPC components and the strategic, tactical, and operational planning elements of the business hierarchy. Note how master scheduling is a tactical-level operation. This exhibit shows how business planning horizons shrink as planning becomes more detailed and intense. Note that the horizons shown are for illustrative purposes and could differ depending on the industry. Note also how the level of detail at the master scheduling tactical level will depend on the manufacturing environment. For the validation column, note the addition of financing as a validation step. This is where the financial merits of the overall strategy are assessed and approved or rejected, and where investment financing is determined. Note that the lowest operational level encompasses production activity control as well as purchasing.